Well, we've certainly heard about the challenges for teachers and other public sector workers in Wisconsin as the battle between Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and public unions still goes on. But there's also another challenge inside classrooms where teachers who are represented by those unions have to conduct actual social studies classes. And we're talking with a social studies teacher from Madison, Wisconsin, Kate Arnold. She teaches high school social studies at Middleton High School. She's got about 160, 170 students. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
With the discussions of government shutdowns in Washington and the standoff going on there in Madison, Wisconsin, and the entire state of Wisconsin, what are the challenges for you to teach government and how it works in the United States these days in your own classrooms?
Well, it's definitely difficult because of the personal nature of this issue for the teachers in Wisconsin. But I think that this issue is like many other issues that we talk about in social studies classes, which is that it's controversial and there are opinions on both sides of the aisle. And so fundamentally, I think that I and most of my colleagues have treated this just like a lot of other controversial issues that we talk about in the classroom.
What are the kids asking, though? I mean, I got to figure that there are conflicting messages, that maybe there's a parent at home who has something to say about all these unions and stuff, and, you know, they bring that into the classroom, and that becomes a part of the discussion.
Yeah, on the whole, the students have had a lot of questions, but they have had a lot of a really respectful dialogue about the issue. The way that I chose to deal with this when we came back to school on Monday after having been out for 2 days, I allowed the students an opportunity to brainstorm some questions that they had about the issue, any questions that they wanted to ask, and then I put those questions on the board, and I just had a discussion in the class, and I actually let the students answer the questions of their peers first before I weighed in so that they could kind of be in charge of that discussion and have a dialogue amongst themselves. And then if there was some more factual issue, I tried to clarify that. But, you know, we started out by just making sure to maintain standards of respect for each other. And, you know, that's something that we've talked about many times in the classroom. So it wasn't a new idea to them.
Right. But it sounds like it got a little heated, though, and that you were sort of refereeing as opposed to being the sort of teachable moment person.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, there are definitely opinions on both sides. And so I think my role in many discussions in the classroom is to try to make sure that both sides get to be heard. But honestly, it actually has been much less heated than I would have expected,
really,
given the sort of really passionate opinions that people have right now.
Is this a moment to go into the union history in the United States about how workers got rights in sort of the industrial narrative of America in the turn of the century, or is this a time to stay away from that?
That's definitely a part of our curriculum. And ironically, we would have been talking about a major general strike in Seattle after World War I, even if this had not been going
really
on. That was part of the curriculum for, you know, the past week or two. And so we definitely went forward and talked about that. And then that just was an opening to discuss striking and the idea of striking and union rights and, you know, how unions fought for rights over time. And I try to ask students to have opinions about historical issues, so that led into a discussion about,
sure,
when is striking appropriate? Do you think it's a good way to get your demands met? So it definitely, there's some really wonderful ties between U.S.
Right.
history and what we're seeing today.
Well, we're talking with Kate Arnold, a high school social studies teacher at Middleton High School in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm going to transform myself now into that smart alecky student in the front row named John. Could you call on me, please?
Yes, John.
So my dad says that all you're doing is trying to get a raise because of that $900 million that the government is going to cut from school aid.
You know, I think that other students might have something to say about that. I think that what I would do is actually just ask other students if they thought that that was the story here and if they had heard conflicting narratives about the story.
But you're in trouble. I mean, you're in a tough place here because it's sort of clear every day in the papers that, you know, you've got a stake in this battle, a very clear economic stake in this battle, as well as an educational stake in this battle.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I think that different teachers have approached this differently. One friend of mine who teaches social studies uses a curriculum that's all about being a good citizen and participating in government and taking action. And so when he talked to his students about this, I think he took a different tactic and used this as an example of a situation that he cared a lot about, and he didn't hide his opinions from his students. He just was honest with them about how it was going to affect him and what kinds of actions he was taking as a citizen, writing letters, testifying at hearings, going to protests. And so he just used that kind of teachable moment as a way to show students how they can be participants in a democratic society. And that's a major part of Wisconsin social studies education.
Right. Finally, Kate Arnold, I mean, you experienced, the classrooms of 2008 during the Obama election campaign, when there was a different sense of sort of what it meant to be a part of a democracy. I'm wondering if you complete that arc from 2008 to 2010 and 2011, if we're really looking at a move from idealism to cynicism among kids who think, man, these adults don't know what the hell they're doing.
You know, I think that a lot of students always think that adults don't know what they're doing. And I also think that students in general are not very cynical. They have a lot of hope for the future. So, I don't actually think that there's been a major change in that regard. But this is definitely an interesting political moment in Wisconsin. We've never seen anything like this before.
And you're feeling pretty good about it, though, in your own classroom.
Pardon?
You're feeling pretty good about it in your own classroom, anyway.
I think that it's been a really great educational experience, and as much as it's been really a lot of upheaval here, as a social studies teacher, it's pretty incredible to see democracy at work like this right in our own backyard. So
okay.
It has been really amazing.
Have a great day in the classroom today. Thanks so much for talking to us. Kate Arnold is a high school social studies teacher at Middleton High School in Madison, Wisconsin, teaching social studies in the middle of the social studies class called the Wisconsin Standoff over budget proposals and collective bargaining rights. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.